Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10 o'clock on the dot, ESPN 97.5. John and Dell with you here. And it looks like July 31st is the date for your return of basketball. So let's check out the standings, Dell. And so the team that's going to be coming, so there'll be competition between Orlando and Washington. Washington's the only team in the East, the only team that's not in the playoffs. They've got to be within four of Orlando for there to be a play-in two-game series.
And is it that the one seed only has to win, or the eight seed only has to win once?
The eight seed has to win once. The nine seed has to win twice.
Okay. Twice without the eight seed winning a game.
And if we're going for eight games... from when the postponement came, they've got Boston, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Atlanta. They won't be playing Atlanta. Atlanta won't be there. They got Milwaukee, Boston again. Phoenix won't be there at Milwaukee. Holy crap. They got a tough road. If it is, in fact, eight games from when the postponement came, that's their schedule. It's highly unlikely that Washington is going to be within four games of Orlando.
No. Is Orlando's schedule significantly easier?
So if we're going by eight games from when the season was canceled, Chicago, who won't be there, Charlotte.
Who won't be there?
Charlotte's not there?
No, it's only Washington from the East.
At Detroit, Cleveland won't be there. Sacramento, Brooklyn, Indiana, Brooklyn, New Orleans, Charlotte. So, significantly easier.
Yeah, Orlando won't get the benefit of facing Charlotte multiple times.
Right.
But they do see, and they see a Brooklyn team who isn't great, and we know that right. KD won't be back. That's already been said.
They're 30-34. Philadelphia they'll face, Philadelphia, Indiana they'll face. Boy, it's significantly easier for. So it looks like that's going to be set. You've got to be within four games. Suppose there's a tie. What do we do?
What do you mean? Like if there would? What do you mean?
But if there's a tie for the ninth seed.
Huh. I thought that was a play-in scenario too for the ninth seed.
The ninth seed. Well, the ninth seed has to be within four games of the eight.
Yes.
And over in the West, Memphis has a 3.5 game lead over Portland and New Orleans. And Sacramento.
So what if all three teams wind
That's what
up?
I'm saying.
I thought, has that been laid out? If there's a play-in scenario to even be nine, then they would have to face eight?
Apparently. Now, isn't it within six games? So Phoenix is in, right? Yes, Phoenix is in. So they would have to play Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix is in the tournament. So, yeah, I don't know what I didn't see that. Shams didn't say anything about that.
Okay, I'll try to find it on ESPN because they have
if they've got
an article kind of laying everything out. But it should – I'm excited. I mean, for the spectacle of it all, how it's going to look. What the NBA does to try to help the environment. Will they mic players? Will they put a black curtain up since there are no fans in the stands? Will the MLS, because they have ratified a deal and it looks like they're going to play there too, will we just see, I don't know, a group of 100 MLS personnel in those buildings watching the games? Because that was to add some atmosphere. That was a thought to have, since they're all going to be in the same spot, quarantine. Let's have each league watch each other's games to give some semblance of a fan experience. So I'm interested to see how the NBA overcomes what will be a bit of a weird thing.
Yep. Yeah, and yeah, other NBA teams that are off, can they go watch? Can they be in there, or are they trying to keep them? Now, baseball apparently doesn't want anybody there, just because they don't want they want to keep the players safe. Which, baseball is far away from the stands. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why? What that has to do with anything?
I'm not sure.
So the Rockets, we're going to play the Lakers, Portland, Sacramento, Dallas, Milwaukee, Indiana. And is Detroit in it? Is Detroit in the playoffs?
No.
No. And then Philadelphia. So for the Rockets, it's just, well, I guess it's just getting ready. They could possibly fall to the 8 seed.
Yeah, they're seeding certainly in play.
Yeah.
The Rockets are, well, not, yeah, the 8 seed, not so much. They're 7.5.
Oh, okay.
8.5. No, so they're not going to fall the 8 seed, but they could fall to 7.
They could fall to 7.
Yeah, that would mean a Clippers matchup. But right now they're scheduled to face the Nuggets, and despite the Nuggets have been being pretty good over the last couple years, there's not a real fear of them just because of the Nuggets. And the Jazz right now are facing Oklahoma City, but the Rockets have a shot to go from anywhere from 6 to 7, or possibly, if things go well for them, really well for them, and the Clippers would have to really fall on their ass to be the number 2, but they could get to 3. They could be the 3 seed possibly.
How far out are they?
They're 2.5 back. So it was.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They could. Absolutely, they could. I mean, somebody's hot, somebody's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be, and then if they're the 3 seed, you know, you don't know who you'll face,
yeah,
because
no idea.
You have no idea. But yeah, they're just, the Nuggets are, yeah, 43-22, and the Rockets are 40-24.
Currently, 3 seed, they're the 6 seed now, which would mean if they beat the Nuggets in the first round, which is certainly doable, and particularly when you're removing altitude and home court, that would mean a Clippers matchup. And if they rose to 3, that would still mean a Clippers matchup. So,
does home court matter now? I mean, you don't have a home court?
No.
There's no travel?
I don't think it does. That is why it's really a kick in the area for teams who have earned that right over the season. Well, Milwaukee, you did everything possible to have home court. Your best team in basketball. Doesn't matter so much. You just got to win it because you're really good, not because you get a potential game 7 at home. Just the way it's going to have to be this year.
Yeah.
Unless the NBA does go with some of that stuff. But even still, the home court means a lot more than a couple more timeouts, I think. Or transporting your home court. Or staying in the better hotel. Yeah, there's nothing that can equal what that advantage would be if it was a normal season.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Asterisk? Nah.
Well, I don't think so. Not if Silver gets his way and you get the 7 games all for all series, and they're actually going to play to the latest October 12th. It'll be weird, but if we get matchups that we like, people will be like, okay, whatever. As long as the NBA avoids something where the Pacers are in the finals playing, even the Rockets. I mean, as much as it would be great here, if the Rockets made the finals, people would be like, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah, it has to be a top 4 and maybe even just a top 2 in the West.
And Milwaukee has to get there.
Or Boston. Boston's very talented, I think. I mean, I know they're talented, but as far as people accepting and not putting an asterisk on it, if Boston made the finals with the type of talent on their roster, people would be like, okay, that made sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at other stories about it. I just, yeah, here's...
I haven't found anything how a tiebreaker would be.
I haven't seen that either. I haven't seen it either. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Yeah, I guess it is the next 8 games that you're going to play, because they've got a breakdown of what it is going to be for Orlando, what it is going to be for Washington. And interesting. Interesting way that they're going to go about this. It'll be weird. It's going to look like, isn't it going to look like Summer League?
Yeah.
Right?
It
With
will.
No people there?
Yeah. There's really nothing else to say except that you'll have official uniforms instead of those I forgot what they're called, but those uniforms, those that can be turned either way. But it'll be NBA uniforms, the official ones they wear during games. But other than that, the visuals will say it's a summer league game. They won't look like practice jerseys, but other than that, yeah. That's why I think if you could do it, get for the playoffs, at least having home courts would help the visual aspect of it. Oh, okay. I know it's in Orlando, but the Bucks have their home court. That would add something to it, at least for me. I'm an aesthetics guy. I like that type of stuff.
Yeah. I don't see, right, that it'll be so weird not having any home court event. So it's just going to be a 7-game series.
Yeah, and
no travel.
It'll be all about your talent,
yeah,
and your ability to adjust.
This may be an even more a better indicator of actually who's a better team.
Yeah, that's what I think. As far as all the asterisk stuff is concerned, it'll determine if everyone gets ramped up and they're ready to go after this 8-game regular season, who's actually the best team. Who can beat you in a neutral setting 4 times in a 7-game series and do that 16 times to win a title? There won't be many distractions. As you mentioned, no travel. I don't know how many. I think they may do the whole thing where as teams get eliminated, family and friends could start entering the facility just to keep the numbers at a relatively same number. But I think it'll be the ultimate test for a team. Go through this, restart your season, and then go rip off 16 wins. Mm-hmm. I won't think any less of someone who wins a title this week.
No, no. It'll be actually, you did pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Through all of this stuff, you were able to overcome it.
So, well, we're saying this. So if a team that isn't, let's say, I don't think the Pacers are talented enough. Let's say the Nuggets, who are a 3 seed right now, but not a lot of people think a title contender. Let's say they win a title and they do it winning 16 playoff games. Are you going? Does that change your thought, or because they weren't a legitimate or considered a legitimate contender?
No, no, no. Although it will have more legitimacy if it's the Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Celtics, it will have more legitimacy. There will be some doubters out there if Denver should step up and win, and it'll be interesting to see. You know. We were just talking about Wes Unseld. You know, they won back in the late 70s, Wes Unseld did. And, you know, you've got that historical, you know, that was a Washington championship that they don't get championships. This will be your championship. And this is what you will remember this. You know, our sights and sounds from the Rockets championships with the confetti and the heart of a champion. It's going to be an empty gym. It's going to be an empty gym with what? How are they going to have confetti flying down and the commissioner with a mask on giving the trophy?
I do wonder, but we talk about how people will be in stands in baseball stadiums as we go farther. If the finals are held in October, will some of those and less people are in the actual quarantine because, you know, those teams have lost and they're done. Will they say, hey, if season ticket holders, We'll give you 200 for each side. If you guys want to come down here for a week and get tested and be quarantined, if you want to do that, we'll have you down here. Will they do that? Look, I say 200. I don't know how big those buildings are.
Even 200 would be like a high school gym.
Yeah, but how big are those buildings?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Let's say the arena where they play, let's say you get 2,000 people in there. And things are quieting down. You're moving people out. You can move people in. And go, hey, we got 500 season ticket holders. Come down here and watch the finals. The rich. Well, you'd have to probably have to have some type of lottery to get it done if you want to be fair. But yeah, season ticket holders, the richies of the rich, the guys who sit on courtside. You want to come down here and watch the finals? You think people would do it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Particularly Milwaukee fans, certainly.
It will be it would be huge. I think that there would be a line for people to wanting those tickets.
I don't know if they thought this out, but I would say maybe consider it. Now you can't. I don't know how many people you can have because you have to have you're trying to keep the numbers in that bubble low. But if you could figure out a way, if you the testing is available and maybe you have them stay in the hotel, maybe they're not in the bubble, but every time they walk into the facility, they're getting tested. I'm just thinking outside the box. That's all.
You know, I'm watching video, right? Joel Embiid. And remember when we used to have like fans at games? Remember when people used to be able to stand next to each other?
Remember? Yeah. Well, there are 60,000 people standing next to each other in Houston a couple days ago.
There really were. How many do you think are going to be at the funeral Tuesday?
Probably as many as they can allow in.
More.
Yeah, or outside. Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, lined up outside, too.
Yep. 1015 ESPN 97.5. Wear your masks. 713-780-3776. Come hang.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. You got some info?
Yeah, we were talking about where the games are going to be played and if you can get fans in. If they could find it feasible, there's an 8,000-person arena at that place. So I imagine if they wanted to get fans and they found it safe, you could have a legit atmosphere
there. A couple thousand.
Yeah.
If you got a quarter, if you could bring in a quarter, keep people apart.
Yeah, and Florida's more lax than other places on that already. As far as sports and fans and the potential for that. And by October, it'll probably be even more lax. So if the NBA said, you know what, we can keep people safe, they have an arena that could provide some sort of an environment for the finals, but it's probably just going to be no fans at all. I probably don't want to deal with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that, you know, we're trying to be a safe league. We're going to be a safe league.
We're going to try to be as safe as possible. So
yeah.
Well, the players will be here
and they're sweating on each other.
Yeah, but fans,
no.
That doesn't seem
safe to us.
We can actually separate and keep them from touching each other. Require that they wear masks. Nah.
No.
We're safe.
Do they have to touch each other? Everybody's got to touch
each
other?
That's what I'm saying. The fans actually don't have to touch each other. The players have to come in contact with each other. The fans would be safer.
Yeah. No. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we did kind of bore Gilbert, didn't we?
Well, we weren't talking about him anymore.
I guess that's the problem.
Gilbert gets quite bored when the attention isn't on him. He's a narcissist. I think we're all aware of that.
As long as you're not talking about me anymore, goodbye.
Exactly.
The NFL is still planning a full slate of preseason games. Dumb. I mean, just dumb. Why?
And it's a likelihood that these games will be played in front of nobody?
Right. I mean, why?
I don't know.
Just go into your season. You've got plenty of time between now to get ready. Just go into your season. No one wants to see. I mean, of all, honestly, if you can't, if you don't have any fans there, why would you want to play all your preseason games?
College football doesn't need a preseason.
No, it gets right into it. And oh, by the way, yeah, the games are okay. They're fine.
They're just fine.
I think it's dumb. It's dumb. You're risking injury. You're not in front of anybody. Just play. Get to your season. And but don't you want to wait as long as possible so that there's possibly vaccines, possibly anything that will... I honestly thought that the first four games were going to be moved to the end of the season and they weren't going to start until October.
I know that was a thought, but I didn't think the NFL wanted any part of disrupting themselves. So while the preseason thing seems stupid to me, I'm not surprised by it. That they want to be the one that goes, hey, this is normal.
Isn't the longer you wait though, the better the odds that you'll have fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That more states will decide that is a feasible thing to limit capacity, but still allow people in those buildings. And maybe the NFL is taking a stance. What does it hurt to say we're going to continue with the preseason? because it's June. Preseason games start in August. What does it hurt for them to say continue with this? A couple months. Why will we step out now and say no preseason games? I can see that. There's no reason for us to say no preseason games now.
Right.
We'll wait for it to be clearer that it's not a good idea, and then we'll step in. I can see that. And we'll see how they what they do as things approach, as it gets closer.
Boy, it looks like AMC is saying we might not be able to open up our theaters again.
Yeah, I saw that they – I thought they were going bankrupt.
Yeah, they're going I wonder if this changes everything about how we watch movies. If everything is going to be at home now.
Who is going to want to be in a movie theater when a blockbuster hits? So when the new – is it an Avengers movie or the – whatever. One of the next Marvel movie, whatever it is. Does anyone want to show up for that?
Right.
At this point,
do you have to take your temperature every time you go to this theater?
Yeah. What is it going to take to enter a movie theater? What is it worth it? Or would it be easier just, hey, let's say, because those movie theaters, those type of movies are events where multiple people are going together. And usually, even if it's just two people, depending on the movie theater, that could cost you for tickets alone $30. What if the price tag for watching Black Widow was $40 at home? Where you can get your own snacks at a cheaper price. You're at home. You don't have to worry about it. Would you pay $40 to have Black Widow for a weekend at home as opposed to whatever it's going to cost you to go to a movie theater and the fear that might be part of it as well?
Our new release is going to be...
I think if they could figure out... Now, movies, that communal aspect of movies are a big deal, but what's the price point? I think they have to figure out a price point that works for them and works for the consumer, and I can see things changing. Like, what would you pay to see that movie on opening weekend? And maybe the price decreases as we get further along away from opening weekend. But I know some people, like, I was going to see that with my boys anyway. And yeah. I was going to have to pay. And you mean to tell me I can watch it at home and not get that thing up my nose?
It's going to be like UFC fights.
Yeah.
Let's all get together and watch a movie.
Or that, too. See, that's what they have to worry about.
Yeah.
Are 10 people going to pile into some place with a big TV at home and... How much money are they losing? So you have to put a price point on it that works for them.
Absolutely. I'm looking here. Here's a story, Dell. And this is probably for News of the Weird. But I don't think it can wait. You know who Alicia Silverstone is?
Yeah, she was in Clueless. She's an actress.
So, yeah, Clueless star. She bathes with her 9-year-old son.
I was going to get into that, too. Not particularly that, but I know she has some offbeat thoughts on health and raising children.
Yeah. My son and I take baths together. And when he's not with me, I take a bath, and that really feels nourishing and comforting. She added that they're also doing activities together like dancing, bouncing on the trampoline, and jumping rope.
Well, the last three seem normal.
Yeah.
The 9-year-old... Bathing with you is not a societal norm.
Did you bathe with your mom when you were 9?
No, I did not. No, I did not bathe with my mother.
You didn't bathe with mom when you were 9?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't kiss my dad on the lips like Tom Brady does with his children.
And this is Bear Blue. Has hair, very, very long hair. I don't think his hair has ever been cut.
Who, the son?
The son.
What's his name?
Bear, B-E-A-R-B-L-U.
Is the father's last name Blue?
No, that's Bear Blue. His father's Christopher Jarecki.
And they came together and named their kid Bear Blue.
Bear Blue. And takes baths with mom when he's 9.
Bear Blue Silverstone.
I didn't want to take a bath with her, ever.
And that's a boy?
That's a boy. That's a boy. Yeah, it doesn't really look like a boy, does it?
Yeah, even all jokes aside, I initially thought that was a...
I did, too.
I thought that was a girl.
I did, too. I don't know.
Hollywood people. And she's even the extreme of Hollywood people, too.
Yeah. She takes baths with her son, 9-year-old. I think that's a problem. I think the kid is probably going to grow up...
Do you think there'll be an Oedipal complex at some point?
Do you think that at any point he will kill 40 people?
I'm not putting that on him. I'm sure she's read books and where that particular thing deemed detrimental, but I don't see how it isn't.
About that, though? A weirdo?
I'm sure a weirdo wrote the book. At least in our eyes, it's a weirdo.
Right.
I don't, not a parent, clearly, don't want to be, but I don't see how bathing with your 9-year-old son won't have some effects that you might have to deal with later.
Right.
I'm not sure. When is he going to start asking questions? When does it stop? Did she tell you at some, did she say it'll end like at 12? Like when puberty strikes, she's done, right? Has she put a limit on how many, when she's going to bathe with her kid?
Maybe when he's 19, 20. Come here, take a bath with me.
We've got a tweet. My ex-wife would allow our son to shower with her up to him being 7 or 8 years old. It used to bother her husband at the time.
Yeah, I could see where that would be bothersome. Yes. If my wife, none of that would happen.
You can't imagine it, right?
No. I can't put myself in that position.
No. He's too old. I just want to know if puberty is the end point or that doesn't even matter. At some point, the kids will be like, Ma, I'm done here.
Mom should be like, listen, you're too big. Get out.
You would imagine.
You're too big for the bathtub. Well,
she's rich, so I don't know how big her bathtub is, but you would think at some point, this isn't even comfortable for anyone anymore. Two people in a bathtub, a 9-year-old and an adult woman, that seems like it's crowded. Even now, at 9.
Did you see Chance made t-shirts? I love Dell.
Yeah, I saw.
Chance made t-shirts of you.
He didn't make t-shirts.
He made t-shirts,
He created something through Photoshop.
No.
He didn't actually make t-shirts.
These are on sale. Who wants to buy an I love Dell t-shirt? It's an I heart and a picture of Dell. Yes, yes.
He didn't make
these
them.
These shirts are on sale right now.
No, they're not. Where are they?
I'll buy one of those, Chance. I want one of those.
Did he give a price and where you can buy them?
No, but I'm going to buy one. I'm going to wear it in here, well, and proudly.
That won't bother me.
I heart Dell. We doing news? Are we doing Throw Shade Thursday?
Do you want to?
Let's do it. Who wants to throw some, make some shade? 713-780-3776. Call right now to throw some, make some shade.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, let's go. We've got the phone calls lining up, 713-780-3776. This is the time in the show where you get to throw shade at someone or something, whatever the case may be. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form, and you can tell them here. You can't. Your shade cannot be refuted, okay? There can be counter shade thrown at you, but your shade cannot be refuted. That's the law. There's nothing we can do about it. So are you ready?
Throw some shade! Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday. Brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Let's go to the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Nathan is first up. Nathan, start us off.
Hey, how's it going? I want to throw shade at AJ or whoever hired Josh Ennis and fired Raheel. Worst mistake ever. Go Tide.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Roll Tide. Did he roll Tide in there?
I think so.
Yeah. Going to roll Tigers. Can we refute that?
You can, but that's your shade for the day.
Go Tigers.
Oh, go Tigers.
Oh, go Tigers.
Oh,
that's fine.
Now you feel better, right?
Now we can do that.
Okay.
Justin is next. What up, Justin?
Hey, I feel like this is probably going to be wasted because I know he don't really care. Happy birthday, Dale, and I'm sorry. But I'm throwing shade at you for forgetting Throw Shade Thursday last week.
Yep.
That was one of my favorite parts of the day.
Thank you.
Parts of Thursdays anyway, so throw shade at Dale.
Dale, jerk.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
No, he's right.
He was right about another thing. I don't care.
He's right about both those things. A la raza, que pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, rest in peace, Rahizi.
Feliz cumpleaños, Devencito.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Para Para tres. Thank you for the wishes. Appreciate it, La Raza.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. No problem, Delvincito. Hey, me and Lazy J got a 2-for-1 special there. Got a 59 and a business for you. We got a lady for the night waiting for you if you want to accept it or not. But my shade is going through, actually, man, 2020, man. This year overall has been so horrible, man, with the... You know, with the coronavirus, the brink of World War III. I mean, the murder, the Hornets, whatever happened to the Hornets, man? And then this racism. Man, I want this 2020 over, man. Shade thrown 2020.
Make some shade.
We got an asterisk. We got... Yeah, what happened to the Hornets? Not one Hornet killed anybody.
Someone said the Hornets read the room. They were like, we'll be back.
You guys are too busy now.
Yeah, don't worry about us.
You guys are busy, okay?
We got you in the fall.
Yeah. Don't worry. And coronavirus. Coronavirus, we'll wait.
Yeah, don't worry.
We'll wait.
Second wave will wait.
Yeah, we're coming. White Magic is here. What up, White Magic?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I want to throw some shade at Fred and AJ for ruining the entire lineup. Sports Map sucks. Palillo's boring. And Josh Ennis makes me want to kill myself. Thanks.
Make some shade.
Don't kill yourself.
Yeah. I mean, we can't refute all the other stuff you said. That's part of the rules. No, but we will say, as a public health statement, don't kill yourself.
Yeah, just try. Don't kill yourself. Jay, what up? 713-780-3776. Come on, throw some shade. What up, Jay?
What's up, fellas? First and foremost, man, I want to throw some shades at all the stupid school districts who wouldn't hire me as a second grade teacher. I know I'm not a second grade teacher, but hell, I was teaching my son this whole summer. So I might as well be. I'm going to throw some shade at them.
Make some shade.
Yeah, you could be a second grade teacher, right? Aren't you glad you don't have kids, though? You could have been your kid's teacher every day.
That would have been rough. And you were fortunate for your kids to all be in either college or out of it by the time this started.
Yeah. No, I can't even imagine what Lance's life is like.
Well, Nicole, really. What's Lance teaching?
Lance didn't teach anything.
Can't even walk correctly.
No. I'm surprised, though. I was proud of him. He didn't fall down once at the march.
That should be the case?
We're not sure, but he didn't come back with any casts.
Yeah, he didn't hurt himself, at least.
No, he didn't get a cast.
Oh, you, Mike, you already called in, and you weren't all that not... You were actually very racist, so probably wait on you for a little
bit. Yeah. Mike, you already had your call today. Sorry.
And Elfrodo, I think you called in too.
Elfrodo, but we'll take Elfrodo. Yeah. What up, Elfrodo?
Guys, I know I already called, my bad. But, you know, I never really call on Throw Shade Thursday. This is a big one. Yeah, man, Josh Ennis. He's terrible, bro. It's really bad. And I can see why a lot of people don't like him. But, shade thrown, bro.
Make some shade.
In a very negative thing, considering the big show that's coming up at 2.
Yeah, what's the deal, everybody?
Yeah, Rich Lord and Josh are back together, and you guys are using this time to take your shots.
I mean, know your room. Timing is everything.
Read the room. It's a celebration today, and you guys are...
It's Dell's birthday.
And the return of Rich Lord and Josh Ennis being together. What the hell, guys? Positivity.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negativity.
Can't we be positive around here? Didn't we learn anything from this last week?
It seems like plenty of people are positive about their feelings on something.
Apparently. Let's try to be nice people, okay? What happened to that? What happened to being nice people?
It's Throw Shade Thursday. The whole point is not to be nice people.
Yeah. I'm going to throw shade at the Texans PR department, okay? Don't do that again. Send out a statement from Cal. Send out a printed or an email. Here's a statement from Cal McNair. Do not do hostage videos anymore. Okay? With bad microphones and Cal with his emotions. I mean...
They're on a short sleeve shirt.
They were
right out there for everybody to see.
That didn't help anything. Okay, that didn't help any situation whatsoever. Whenever Cal needs to make a statement, put it online.
Write it. Cal's better in print than he is visually, because last time I remember him talking, he called his own head coach by the wrong name, and he now this.
Now this. Please.
I talked to a former player, and at the end of our conversation, he left me with something very poignant. Knowledge is power.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Cal. Appreciate you.
Wow. That was terrible. Please don't do that again.
Don't put him in front of a camera.
No.
He's not personable. That's fine. Not everyone has that in him. It's not his fault. But no. You're doing him a disservice and your organization a disservice by putting him out there. No one's looking for Cal, to be honest with you. If Cal, now, you got to say something because you got to. That's now the thing. But like you said, write it out. Have it and just sign Cal's name at the bottom of it. And you're good. Not what you did.
Rock and Rod wants to throw shade as ex-wife for allowing her son to shower with her when he was 7 and 8 years old. And I couldn't get any when we got divorced.
And I'm added that part to it?
Yeah.
No, because he had already thrown shade at... Well, he already had mentioned that his ex-wife did that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read it earlier, but I didn't know about the not getting any.
Yeah, I didn't know he wasn't getting any. He should probably get some. If your 7-year old is showering with your wife, you ought to be able to.
I don't like the correlation. That's too old. I'm not a parent, but it feels like that's too old.
It does. It does kind of feel like that. 1040 ESPN 97. Are you got any shade?
At Raheel, dearly departed, because of his phoniness. Oh, I just want to wish my beautiful friend a happy birthday. And if give him a virtual hug. No, he just wanted more people to say happy birthday because he knows I'm not a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I responded to him with, I called him a D-word.
What?
On text message, not on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't get that in the glory, boys.
No, it was directly at him because I said, dick.
That was ugly.
But
he's trying to wish you a happy birthday.
He's not. Are you refuting? No, no. He's not.
No.
That's who he is. He goes, I know Del wouldn't like this, so let me do it.
All right, we're done. News of the Weird. Finishing up strong right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Oh, wow. Speaking of hornets, 40,000 bees attacked police who were responding to a single bee sting report. Have you ever been around 40,000 bees, though?
No.
I don't want 40,000 bees. It might be. That's that dude could, I'm telling you, he brought the bees to the riot, to the protest.
He wanted to attack them to attack people.
Right. Right. So apparently Scott Morrison, probably some kind of politician, he's having a press conference and there's a guy screaming, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn guy is really get off my lawn guy.
Who was on his lawn?
Apparently, there were people. This guy was screaming. They were on, I don't know. He was out in front of the house. And this guy's yelling, get off my lawn. Prime Minister Scott Morrison. I don't know who he is. I guess he's British. Get off my lawn. He's screaming at him. That's a tough press conference. Get off my lawn guy. Apparently, cops made a bit of a mistake.
Well, that seems to be consistent.
So,
right now.
Apparently, police handcuffed a bunch of people who were trying to protect the store from apparent looters while the looters ran away.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the one where the police were being told, hey, they're robbing this store, they're robbing this store, and they immediately put the black store owners in handcuffs?
No.
Instead of going after the looters? And the reporter's like, no, I'm talking about them. They own the place. What are you saying? What are you saying? Not them. They own it. It was them. Oh, what?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. Did you see this video of this naked guy fighting people in the street?
I did see that. Look, naked guy fighting is that's something I don't think a lot of people are prepared for. Because first, the shock of a naked guy anywhere on the streets is one thing. And then he's combative. You don't know what to do. You don't want any of his stuff touching you. You don't know if he's crazy. You got to think he's crazy because he's naked. There are a lot of things that run through your head when a naked guy wants to fight you.
Yeah. Oh, Prime Minister Morrison is Australian. Okay. Just so, like, anybody cares. Yeah, this dude, and it's a while, and he is bruised up now. He's fallen in the street, on the sidewalks. They're beating the snot out of him. He just wants to fight everybody. He's on bath salts, right? Am I right?
That's a good assumption, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Some brain-altering substance. Because...
That's a bath salts, dude. I don't think there's any question.
He was ready for that action, though. He wanted a piece of anyone who wanted a piece. And he's like, I mean, he's not out of shape, but he's not a big dude. He's like, what? He looked like he was about 5'6", 5'7". Yeah. He wasn't like this giant dude who was imposing.
No, but he's in shape.
Yeah, but he's in shape and naked, so everyone's going to be a little freaked out.
Yeah. I mean, no. And he's just walking up to people and just laying them, just hitting them.
Would you fight a naked guy or avoid? Like, if a guy approached you and you saw him and he's
If he's coming to hit me, then you got to fight. You got to go.
I get that part, but would there be a thought to, like, yeah, I'm just going to get out of here?
Well, yeah, he's naked.
Yeah.
Listen, you know you're immediately that this dude has zero sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or he is on some kind of mind-altering drug that he just doesn't. He has no idea where he is.
I feel like all those things... the thoughts running through your head in that like 5 seconds where you have to make a decision. I feel like my initial reaction would be like, do I really want to do this? Maybe I try to avoid him unless he swings and then you have to defend yourself. But I think my initial thing like, nah, I'm not fighting the naked guy. I don't know what he's on. I don't know what he wants.
Speaking of a naked guy, a Massachusetts man has been arrested for striking a highway worker with a large pickle.
Pickle?
Yep.
He threw it at him?
He threw it at him from his moving car. He was a passenger in a vehicle traveling yesterday afternoon, Route 7. He threw a pickle that hit Carl Hoffman, a 59-year-old employee of the Vermont Agency of Transportation, struck the victim, and caused him pain.
I would be insulted because I hate pickles.
I love pickles.
I don't like the smell. I can't stand them.
No.
Keep them off all my food. I'm the guy in the Chick-fil-A line who goes, no pickles. Why are you going to ruin my sandwich with a pickle?
Oh, I think you got to have pickles on your burger. I mean, it's a must. Mustard and pickles.
Keep that all away from me.
Yeah. Apparently, a gun used to rob a far south side hot dog stand. That's where we used to go to for hot dogs on the south side. Well, I lived on the south side. Apparently, the gun misfires and hit the robber in his bad parts.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you ever shot yourself in the... No,
I thought you at least would have asked if I ever robbed a hot dog stand, but I've never shot myself in that area.
Yeah.
I'm not a gun person, so I probably won't ever have a gun on me, but certainly that story makes it even more likely I'm never carrying a gun.
Yeah. I mean, I just, that's like one of the biggest fears, right?
Yeah. That
you're going to shoot yourself.
Someone who doesn't know how to handle a gun is going to wind up shooting yourself there.
Right. I mean,
for all the shame that Plaque's got, at least he only clipped himself in the leg. Imagine if he had shot himself in that area. Never would have lived it down.
Apparently, there's some kind of a porn ritual that involves toad venom.
I saw the story.
And apparently, Spanish police have arrested 3 people, including a well-known pornographic actor, Nacho Vidal.
Was it part of a porn thing, or is he just big in the... I thought he had like a side business.
He is thought to have died after inhaling. Well, he's the photographer. He inhaled toad venom during a shamanic ceremony. So I don't know what that means.
Maybe Nacho Vidal was pretending to be a shaman or something.
Yeah.
And during the ceremony, toad venom was used, and the guy died.
I guess
the toad is a rare species, which is native to the Sonoran Desert. Compared to ayahuasca, that's pretty serious. And it took 11 months, but the police arrested him. One of his relatives, an employee on suspicion of manslaughter and crimes against public health. Yeah, it looks like they were doing some ritual, and this dude's really into this type of hallucinogenic, and it went way wrong.
That's really wrong.
Manslaughter.
I go to American Shaman for my CBD.
That's his name, American Shaman.
American Shaman. That's the name of the okay. business.
And you've never been close to death?
No, it's not toad venom. It's cannabis. Actually,
and it's not even the THC.
Actually, I feel pretty good taking it. I've been taking it for 3-4 days now.
That I know. I bought something like that for my mom, but it was like CBD oil you rub on to heal aches and pains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it certainly does have some beneficial influences.
Absolutely.
And it won't kill you.
No. And it makes you feel pretty good. It actually helps with inflammation. And if you, I've got a bad back, so it's good. It's been good.
And no, Christina, we didn't say someone threw a pickle at Ken Hoffman.
No one threw a pickle at Ken Hoffman.
Did you say someone threw a pickle at Ken Hoffman? No, we did not say that. Now, I'm not saying that has never happened.
I would imagine, yeah, at one of his fast food, you know, what, somebody who was pissed at one of his books about French fries.
He wrote the wrong thing about someone's burger. And
I could see them throwing a pickle at Ken Hoffman.
Definitely, but not this time.
Do you sext? It's apparently good for your relationship.
I have sexted in the past, yes. Why is it good for your relationship?
Apparently, it helps you connect with your partner, maintains playfulness in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is demystified. Mm-hmm. It keeps the fire burning.
So what are the circumstances surrounding it? Just if you are in a different part of the country and you can't see each other? Because why would you need to sext
if
you're living together?
She's at work.
Okay. I got you.
And you can sext her while she's at work.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should do that for my wife.
Do you think she'd appreciate you sexting her?
No, she'd be like,
I'm a busy woman.
I'm
knock
working.
It off.
Yeah.
I know you're done with work at 11, but I have 6 or 7 more hours to go.
By the way,
leave
this is a work phone.
She would have. She's in a position where she would have a work phone. Knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my work phone. Don't send that.
How many college coaches do you think sex on their work phone? a lot of them.
And not to their wives.
That was the implication.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, are you going to wear a face mask during sex? It cuts the risk of spreading the virus.
I talked to Granny about that. We decided, it ruins the intimacy.
Apparently, yeah. It's that if you're not going to wear a mask, then you should go reverse cowgirl.
I don't like you talking about positions. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Well, you can talk about them. It's your right, but I don't like it.
Apparently, this is what you're supposed to do, Del. Because, I just want you and Granny to be safe.
Because it's hard for me to go from the image of this hypothetical situation with me and Granny and not imagine you doing something. So I'm going to ask you not to talk about it anymore.
So apparently, you're supposed to stop all that kissing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's harmful.
Apparently, other parts of your body aren't going to transmit the virus, but your face is. You're not supposed
to. Well, saliva.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you need some saliva there, though, sometimes?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to you about this. I don't want any part of this because there's no buffer. I can't laugh with Lance about it or our dearly departed. It's just me, and I don't like it. I don't like looking in your eyes when we're talking about this.
You don't want to talk about not kissing while you're having sex.
I don't want you to talk about why saliva is needed during sex because I can't look away and say, Lance, get your boy, or Raheel, get your boy. It's just me and you. It feels like we're directly talking about sex.
So apparently scientists say that coronavirus is in your – that it's somehow morphed into an STD. Some have traces of the virus in their
– in their stuff?
Excretion, yeah. Wow. I don't want to catch any of that.
No. But no one does. No one wants to catch any of that stuff.
No.
Or the coronavirus that comes with that stuff.
Apparently, a Texas man found $850,000 worth of cocaine hidden in a car he won at an auction. Do you want to buy that car and get $850,000 worth of cocaine?
Do I get to keep the cocaine?
Yes.
Do I get to sell it?
Yes. But this guy's a snitch. He snitched on himself. Go sell the cocaine, make $850,000, dumbass.
Well, if you have that much cocaine and you're not down with the business, I don't know how easy it's going to be to sell it and survive.
You'll find a way.
No, I don't think it's just something you can adopt.
I got a guy. Call me.
You have a guy?
I got a guy.
I thought you had a guy for meth earlier. Is that the same?
I got guys.
You got guys for everything?
I got a guy. Just call me.
I don't
think you've got $850,000 worth of cocaine you can't get rid of.
So I don't think you should be admitting to you having a guy.
I got a guy.
Everyone's got a guy.
10:56. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.